we'll start in about 3 minutes.
All right, we're going to go ahead and get started. I want to thank you all for coming today. My name is Steve Conti. I'm the senior manager of training coordination for security, stability, resiliency, and the office of the CTO. We piloted this program, this How It Works series, last meeting in Buenos Aires, and it's about really trying to give overview and foundational knowledge our community to have more relevant and better dialogue throughout the week. I really appreciate the turnout that we have here today. We're going to be here all day. We've got 4 sessions coming up, and then followed with that, which is another interesting session on Beginner's Guide to DNSSEC. So if you guys take a look at as many sessions that look interesting to you, please back. Before I introduce Paul, we are actively seeking feedback. So at the end of the session, I'm going to be putting up a URL. It's only gotten there before you pack up your laptop and go off a minute and a half to go ahead and answer those questions. We'll remove this the series of tutorials, looking for new material that we build presentations and tutorials around. So your input to us is really important to allow us to better serve. So with that, I'm going to introduce Paul Hoffman. He's a recent add to ICANN, a couple of months. Been involved with IETF for over 20 years, and I'm going to Paul because he knows what he's talking about.
Good morning. So, thank you, by the way. Not so many people are always interested in the IETF, although people who come to ICANN who have want to have a technical background often are. It's a pretty full set of slides. If you have a question during it, you can ask. I'm going to be watching my own clock to make sure we actually have planning for 15 minutes of questions at the end. So if you have a question that isn't super immediate, please do write it down. We'll have time at the end if I time it correctly, and I did yesterday. Okay. And yes, and we have Mike for doing it, because we do actually have remote, and we had some questions yesterday in some of the sessions from remote. And then one other note before I start, if you were in Buenos Aires and you sat for this, which I hope you didn't, because pretty much the same material. This material was mostly written by Russ Housley. I'm giving it today because even though Russ is here, so I did some changes on that. You'll see Russ's name on the last slide as well, because questions. So with that, let's. So here's a chart that ISOC, the Internet Society, has prepared. Can't see the small print. In fact, even if you're looking at the slide laptop, you can't see the small print. But basically, this is an overview of the Internet ecosystem, all of the parts. And as you can tell, even without being able to look at small print, there are a whole lot of parts to the Internet ecosystem. You're sitting in one of them, ICANN. But what we are discussing today is, in fact, just the part, the orange mauve thing over there, which is generally called the Internet Engineering Task Force, but there's actually 3 parts. One of them is the IETF itself, and this discussion will be. One of them is the Internet Board, and I'll have definitely some slides on that. They're actually separate organizations, and I'll explain more about that later. And the third part is IRTF, the Internet Research Task Force. Not really going to be covering that much. The Internet Research Task Force is mostly of interest to researchers, especially academics. It's not part of really the whole ecosystem. Doesn't have much effect on what we're doing and such. If you're a researcher, feel free to come up and more about the IRTF. But that's not the main area that most people are interested in. When you get the slides later, want to see the whole Internet ecosystem, there's a URL from ISOC for this chart. But basically, what I want to emphasize here is the Internet is huge, but different people have different role parts of the Internet. The IETF is not some roles the Internet, but they help to standardize how the Internet works. And that's going to be the main thing. Just in the same way that ICANN not control the entire DNS, it has a role. The IETF is not controlling part of the Internet. It makes certain rules. So that's basically where we're going to go. Start with a little bit of the why before we get into the how. Many of my slides are how the IETF works, but let's talk about why. So really the biggest thing that people understand about the IETF, and I say this is a little bit weird, is IETF exists to make the network work. That may seem logical now that someone needs the IETF started 30 years ago or was getting formed the pre-IETF 30 years ago. There wasn't much of a concept that there would only be one network. The idea of the internet was actually quite foreign then. And so when the IETF was getting formed, the idea of a group that worked to help make one network, not a bunch of little networks, which is what happened there, was actually considered to be, and to some extent, subversive for some people. But a lot of people said, yeah, that'll never happen. You know, you guys go off and you can talk that way, but that will never happen. So making the network was a really interesting. So there's a longer quote here from one of the RFCs. I'll explain what RFCs are later in the discussion as well. But the mission of the IETF is to do the things that are necessary for a network of networks to actually work. That for granted now because it does work. We for granted because it does work. We